Are you looking for money-saving advice to grow and promote yourself and your business? If so, this is the show for you. Put your hands together for the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show with host and author Lisa Sims.
Hello and welcome to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And as always, it is my pleasure to be with you on this Wednesday, February the 4th of 2015 at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you are having a good week thus far and you are having a good Wednesday. And we have a great show lined up for you today that I know is going to help you to promote your business while also saving you money, which is our theme of our show. So without further ado, we are going to go ahead and jump into our announcement so that we can have enough time for today's topic. And as always, we'd like to let you know as to when you can listen to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. And we air on the first and the last Wednesdays of each month at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you can join us live, we'd love to have you. We always have the chat room open for any questions that you may have. And if you can't make it live due to whatever reason, we know you live a busy life, and so do we. So we strive to make our show mobile so that you can listen to us on your various mobile devices. So the shows are always available in iTunes, and as of late, the show is now available via the Stitcher app, which is also available on Apple as well as Android devices. So you can take the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show with you on your mobile device. And you can always log on to blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar, and you can listen to your favorite episode in your favorite browser. And if you're wondering, hey, how can I be a guest on the show? Well, we made that very easy for you to do. All you need to do is visit our blog at stretchingyourcash.com and click on the Be My Guest link and fill out the form that we have there with the necessary information about the particular topic that you would like to talk about on the show. The only requirement that I have is that your topic must pertain to our theme of the show, which is Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs. And if you can discuss that particular topic for about 20 to 30 minutes, then I would love to have you as a guest. So go ahead and fill out that form. I'll review the information, and someone will be back in contact with you to make that happen. It is just that easy to be a guest on the show. Now, we always like to keep you abreast of what's going on with us and also ways that you can save money, and an easy way to do that is to follow us on Twitter. I actually have two Twitter handles. The first is Biz, that's B as in boy, I-Z, Money Saver, and that particular Twitter handle I use to send out informative tweets about saving money in your business. And then I have another Twitter handle, which is Author Lisa Sims with one M. And that particular handle keeps you abreast of the different writing projects and trainings that I'm working on, so you'll always be in the know as to what's going on with the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs movement as well. And we also have our Facebook fan page, so we encourage you to hop on Facebook and like our page, and we've made that simple for you to do as well. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/stretchingadollar, and you can like our page, and we keep that updated with information so that you know what is going on with us. And as always, we encourage you to check out our blog at stretchingyourcash.com for some interesting blog posts that we have there, as well as some other interesting resources. We're in the process of revamping that, so we ask you to be patient with us with that, but there's some great information there as well. And I also encourage you to go out to Amazon. We have our books out there. We have the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs. Well, no. Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands of Entrepreneurs' Guide to Doing More with Less. I always get the title mixed up with the title of this show. And then we have Start the Way You Want to Finish. And then we have the Digital Coupon Savings 411 and Your Situational Sanctuary Encountering God Beyond Church Walls. And we're working on some other book projects. So we are very, very busy here at the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. Now I want you to go ahead and mark your calendar, save the date, set a reminder, do whatever it is you need to do, because I do not want you to miss our February the 25th show. It is going to be a great show. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. And I know that you're going to be just as excited as I am. Now, on February the 25th, we are going to have a special guest. Now, if you're like me and you're a fan of Shark Tank, and I love Shark Tank, one of my items on my bucket list is to get on Shark Tank. So I'm working on it. I haven't got there yet, but I'm going to get there. But I am a fan of the show. And our guest has been on Shark Tank, and her name is Julie Boucher of Slossa. And she's going to be a guest on the show, and she's going to share her Shark Tank experience with us and also just share some other resources such as branding and how to go about getting publicity. So you definitely don't want to miss this show. So as I said, go ahead and mark the date, save the date, do whatever you need to do. And just remember, if you can't be with us live, the show will be available in iTunes as well as the Stitcher app. But if you can make it live, I hope you can do so, because we will have the chat room open so you can ask any type of questions that you have for Julie, and we'll try our best to get those answered for you. So that is what's coming up for the rest of the month of February. Whew, that was a lot. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we are going to go ahead and jump into today's topic, which is going to be 3 easy ways to conduct webinars to promote your business on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. To the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just joining us today, you are in for a treat. we are going to be discussing three easy ways to conduct webinars to promote your business. Now, the way that I came up with this particular topic is I was actually doing some brainstorming and trying to come up with a particular topic that I could talk about for today's show. And I thought and I thought, and I was coming up with a blank, and I was like, okay, well, I got to have a particular topic that helps entrepreneurs not only promote their business but can also save them as well. And I thought about webinars. And before I actually started participating in webinars, and many of you may have gone down the same path, we used to do workshops, and where people would, we would sign up for these workshops, and we would go, and we would battle traffic, and we would get there, and then I got so bold, I even started my own networking group and would put on workshops, and the workshops were okay, but they were stressful for me, and I'm just going to be honest, they were stressful because you had to find the right venue that had the right setup in terms of technology, enough room to accommodate people. Then you had to do the promotion. You had to try to get people to actually sign up for the particular workshop. You had to try to recoup some of the money that you had to pay for the particular venue that you ended up using. It was a nightmare. I mean, there's been times where I've had workshops and I've had maybe five people to show up. Talk about disappointing. But I learned some valuable lessons from that, you know. Anytime you experience what may seem like a negative situation, I try to look for the positive. And I learned from that particular experience that, hey, number one, don't spend a lot of money trying to get people to come to you. Sometimes you're just not what people are interested in, and I'm okay with that. And then the second thing I learned is that if there is technology that will allow you to do the same thing that you would do in a face-to-face setting, then try that out and see how that works. So that's really kind of how I came up with today's topic and everything. And if you're like me, I don't have a whole lot of time. I'm trying to think of all the things that I've got going on, and just thinking about it just kind of stresses me. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I teach online for four different schools, I'm a writer, I do Stretching the Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, then I'm a freelance writer, yada, yada, yada. I don't have a lot of time, and there's a lot of interesting webinars. Well, not webinars, but workshops that are going on that I would love to be in attendance for, but I don't have the time. I'm just so stressed for time, and I'm just pulled in so many different directions. I don't have time to go and sit somewhere for maybe 2-3 hours. I really don't. So I have to try to get it in a form that fits with my lifestyle, and that's where the webinars come in. The webinars actually cater to your target audience because they can get it from anywhere. Now, with mobile devices, they can even watch webinars on their mobile devices. So that's one of the benefits of webinars, is that basically people can watch it from wherever they are. They don't have to actually come to a physical location. And then for you, the cost savings is that you don't have to do all the finding a venue and paying for it. And if, depending on the length of the particular workshop, you don't have to pay for food and all these other incidental costs that come along with having a workshop. Now, when you're having a webinar, the only cost that's involved is your time and the particular webinar software that you choose to use to conduct the webinar. Now, there's some planning that needs to go into it, of course, but really that is your extent of the cost. And so with webinars, you can actually make yourself available to really, you know, thousands of people, and it's really cost effective because if you do it right, if you're on Twitter or Facebook or Pinterest, Instagram, all these different venues, these social media networks, you can do the promotion for the particular webinar easily and save some money. Going back to when I was doing the workshops, I would have to, you know, I would do the online promotion and then I would do the offline. I would do the press releases for local newspapers and then I would also do the postcards and the flyers and the things of that nature. So it got pretty costly. But with webinars, you're actually reducing your cost. So it's a good tool to have. And one of those ways that we're going to talk about for conducting webinars is one that you are probably very familiar with, and I'm familiar with it as well because I use it almost on a weekly basis, and that is GoToMeeting. Now, GoToMeeting it's good. I mean, it's considered one of the, you know, kind of the top echelon of webinars. You know, there's the GoToWebinar and then there's the GoToMeeting. They're, you know, pretty much one and the same. And this particular webinar software basically allows you to be able to host your webinar, to see the attendees, actually communicate with the attendees. Basically, you can do pretty much everything that you can do in a face-to-face except for, you know, kind of shake hands with people. But the good thing about it is that you can actually schedule when you want to have these particular webinars using the GoToMeeting webinar software. Now, the only downside to GoToMeeting for me is the price. Now, it can get costly, but, you know, if your budget allows it and it's one of the tools that you want to use, I highly encourage you to use it. I mean, it's good. Every time I've been a participant of a webinar that used GoToMeeting, I was thoroughly impressed because there hasn't been that many webinars that I've been involved in that had any glitches with GoToMeeting. Not to say that there won't be any glitches, but you know, there can be, but for the most part, it is reliable. It has a good chat feature. It allows attendees to ask questions, and you can actually see those, and you can actually have multiple presenters. So it's one of those webinar softwares that's very flexible in terms of what you want to do in terms of your webinar and the number of people that you have for that particular webinar. And it is a good one to look into. But like I said, for me, it's kind of costly. So if you're just starting out, you may want to hold off on that. But as you grow and grow and grow, then that would be something that you would definitely want to put on your radar in terms of moving up to. And as I said, it is a very good software for doing webinars, and I'm on their website now. And you can try it for free, and you can also, I forgot to mention, you can also do screen sharing where you can actually share your screen with your participants as well as the other facilitators of the webinar. And then they do have 24/7 customer support, and as I was saying earlier, they do have the ability for people to actually watch the webinar on their mobile devices for iOS and the Android and the Windows mobile devices. So I would highly encourage you to go on over to GoToMeeting.com and just look around at it and see if it's something that's actually interesting for you and see if the actual pricing is something that meets your needs and whatnot. But as you know, hey, we're the Stretching a Dollar for our Entrepreneur show, so we have some other low-cost ways for you to be able to host your webinar. So what we're going to do is we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about another way that you can conduct webinars to promote your business on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, and Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, we are discussing three easy ways to conduct webinars to promote your business. Now, as we were going out to commercial break before we took our break, we were discussing GoToMeeting/GoToWebinar. And so I highly encourage you to just check that out if you have not had an opportunity to do that as well, because it is, as I said, it's kind of one of the standards for doing webinars, but you just want to make sure that the cost does not prohibit you from using it or get too costly for you, because during the break, I was on their website, and it can get kind of costly if you go over 100 people. So just kind of keep that in mind. All right. Well, our next way to conduct webinars to promote your business, which is a little bit more, well, not a little bit, a lot affordable for the small business owner, the aspiring entrepreneur, author, you name it, it's for you. And that is the Google Hangouts. Now, I use Google Hangouts a lot. I use it for the universities that I teach for, and I also use it a lot in my personal time. So Google Hangout is one of those tools. It is free. All you need is to sign up is a Google account. If you have a Gmail account, then you pretty much already have a Google account. But if you don't, sign up. It's easy. All you have to do is just go to google.com/hangouts, and you can actually sign up for a Hangout. So you're probably wondering, what is a Hangout? Well, basically, a Hangout is just basically where, just think about it in everyday terms, it's where you can virtually hang out with people online. And the good thing about the Google Hangout, it has a lot of benefits. One of the benefits is just as GoToWebinar does, it does allow you to have the ability to have your webinar recorded. I forgot to mention that about GoToMeeting. You can have the webinar recorded, and the good thing about Google Hangout is that it is so connected to YouTube that once your particular webinar is over, you can save it to YouTube, and it is available for others to view. So basically, it doesn't require a whole lot of effort on your part, and then it does allow the webinar to be seen on various mobile devices. Now, one of the things, if you are thinking about having a webinar to promote your business, a particular product or service, and you want to have different presenters, then you have to be aware that you can only have up to 10 simultaneous kind of presenters at one time. So just kind of keep that in mind, but you can still have multiple people invited to the Hangout. You would just have to do what they call Hangouts on Air, which is basically a broadcast that can go out to an unlimited number of people, so you don't have to worry about the limitation that you have. And you can live stream it, and it is recorded to YouTube, and you can place a link on your website. So it has a lot of benefits, and the good thing about it in terms of the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, it is free. So we like free. We love free. So it is one of those that you definitely want to consider. Now, if you're just now thinking about getting into the webinar business to promote your product or service, I would kind of suggest you start with a Google Hangout, because that way it gives you time to fine-tune the webinar process and basically get everything nailed down before you start investing a whole lot of money into it. And it is a great feature and a great service, because you can also share your desktop, and you can actually see the participants. I don't know exactly how many you can see at one time, but you can see the participants. The audio is pretty good. The video is pretty good. So it has a lot of uses, and it is free. So it is definitely a must-have tool to add to your arsenal in terms of promoting your product or your service. And you can't beat free. I mean, really, you cannot beat free. If you can, show me, but I love free. So if you have not participated in a Google Hangout, I would encourage you to do so, to just kind of get a feel for it, to see how you like it, and then just kind of head on over to the Google Hangouts on your favorite browser, and just kind of do some research and see some of the features that appeal to you, and see how it can actually help you to promote and build the brand for your product or service that you are looking to do. And I guarantee you, it will definitely get you into the ballpark. And one of the good things about it is, in terms of search engine optimization, you can't beat it. I mean, because it is tied to YouTube, and so we know that basically if you do a Google search, you are going to come up on Google somewhere near the top, because Google likes videos. So it's a win-win for you to give it a shot. So I would highly encourage you to go ahead and do that as well. Now, there's another particular webinar software that you can use, and it's really, I said the show was three ways, but I always give you a bonus, so I'm going to go with the third way and save the bonus till the end. But this particular tool that I use, and I'm familiar with it just because of the nature of what I do, and there's a tool called TeamViewer. If you go to teamviewer.com, and basically TeamViewer is a kind of all-in-one software for remote support as well as online meetings. And I use it for kind of both, but mostly for remote control sessions when I need to assist someone with an issue that they're having on their computer, I can actually have them to download TeamViewer on their PC, and basically it's like I'm sitting right in front of their computer, and I can help them address the problem that they have. But the good thing about it is that this particular tool has an online meeting and online presentation component that if you haven't used it, I would highly encourage you to use it as well. And I've used it, and I have been thoroughly impressed with it. And I'm on their website now, and they've had more than 200 million users and 1 million Facebook fans put their trust in TeamViewer. And some of the features of it is that you can use TeamViewer on multiple platforms, whether it's a Windows, a Mac, Linux, Android, iPhone, iPad, and basically it is secure. You can, you know, you have your encryption for it. You can start your online meeting in just 2 minutes. It's very easy to actually start an online meeting. Now, one of the things about it is that I noticed is that in terms of participants, you can only have up to 25 participants, which is a good thing. If you want to have a little intimate setting of people, then, you know, it kind of gives that sense of urgency. Hey, space, you know, space is limited, act now. And, you know, that kind of gets, you know, that's one of the marketing techniques that gets us to feel like, oh, okay, well, hey, I want to be in that number. I've got to be one of those 25. So just keep that in mind. And then one of the other things about it is that you can share your presentation information, and you can actually see the list of attendees that are actually attending. And I enjoyed it when I used it. It's been a while ago, but when I did use it, I didn't have any problems setting it up. You have you can send an email invitation. You can start an instant meeting. It also has a call-in number, and people can actually talk over the internet using voice over IP. So there's so many different things that this particular software will allow you to do to be able to conduct online webinars. And also, it's simple. That's one of the things that I love about it. It's very, very simple. It doesn't require you to be a techie to figure out how to use it. It's very intuitive. You can get it up and running, and people won't have a hard time trying to figure out what it is that you're trying to do. So I would highly encourage you to check out TeamViewer. And once again, the website is teamviewer.com. And I don't think I mentioned it, but if you're using it for, now I used it for kind of an intimate setting, so I didn't have to pay anything. If you're using it for kind of personal use, you don't have to pay anything. But now it can get a little pricey if you're going to make an investment in it. But before you make any investment, I would encourage you to just kind of try out the free version, and particularly if you're just trying to collaborate with people and things of that nature, no need to go ahead and actually make the investment. But it can be pricey if you're going to go towards the business side. I'm looking at the pricing right now, and just for the business account, it's like $749 for the particular package. So I would encourage you to try out the free version first and just see how you like it and if it actually fulfills your needs before you make any investment in terms of money. And just kind of give it a try and see how it does and whether or not you like it. Now, as I said, today we're only going to do 3 easy ways to conduct webinars to promote your business, but I always have a problem with kind of limiting what I'm going to say. So I've got a bonus for you. So I'm going to give the bonus after we take a quick commercial break. So after we come back from the break, I'm going to give you a fourth way to conduct webinars to promote your business on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. The Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just joining us, we have been discussing three easy ways to conduct webinars to promote your business. And we are now at the bonus webinar product that you can use to promote your business. I have already given three ways that you can conduct webinars, but I'm going to give you a bonus way that you can actually conduct webinars, and that is through the Microsoft Office 365. There is a component of the Microsoft Office 365 for application that's called Link, and basically you can conduct your online meetings through your Office 365 using Link, and that's L-Y-N-C. And it has some great features as well. It will allow you to record the webinar as well as invite your attendees via email and add it to their calendar. You have online presentations with screen sharing and virtual whiteboards. And then there's also a conference call number that people can call in as well. And it has a chat feature as well. And it is a very nice application to use for conducting webinars. And the good thing about it, there is an app that is available on the Apple devices. I'm not sure about Android because mostly I use it on my iPhone and iPad, but I'm sure that they probably have one for the Android. And basically, if you go on over to the Microsoft Office 365 website and search for Link, they have online plans starting at $2 per user per month, which is pretty good if you basically wanted to conduct a meeting online. If you are a Microsoft enthusiast and your particular company is a Windows enterprise, then you would want to take a look at it. You can also use Skype as well. And it is a feature-rich application that I've used several times, and I liked it because it was just easy to use the app and just the ability to use it on various mobile devices. That was key to me. And as I said, for $2 a user per month, if you didn't want to use Google Hangout and if you wanted something that was more on an enterprise level that has kind of the backing of Microsoft and has a history, you know, some, well, not a history, but known for being kind of reliable, then, you know, this is a step in the right direction. So I would highly encourage you to go on over to the Microsoft Office 365 website and just kind of take a look and see some of the top features that it has. And like I said, you can use it on any device. I take that back. It is on Android smartphones, and it allows you to be able to stay in touch, and you can use voice and video calls. I'm just trying to see if I missed anything. And then you can take advantage of the HD video. And it's very, very easy to use and join meetings and actually schedule meetings. And you can actually take notes in the Microsoft OneNote. If you are familiar with OneNote, then you can actually create your notes and share those notes within the link meeting. So it's just a very flexible tool to use, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, you can have up to 200 participants, if I'm not mistaken. So something that you definitely want to put on your radar and actually take a look at. So that kind of concludes what I was going to present to you today. So those are your 4 easy ways to conduct webinars to promote your business. Now, I will add some additional information to say that whatever tool you use, you want to make sure that it can scale, meaning that if you start off with 20 and you see it growing to 50, 100, or so on, you want to make sure that it can scale easily, that it is reliable, and you want to make sure that you are consistent with scheduling your webinars, because the main thing of it is that people want to feel like, okay, you are doing a webinar, but not one of these kind of drive-by webinars. It's like you do one and then they never hear from you again. So you want to be on a consistent schedule of doing your webinars because you want to always stay top of mind. You want people to always remember you. And so if you do it sporadically, people, you know, they may remember you, they may not. So we live in a society today where you have to just kind of be before people on a frequent basis for them to remember you, because if not, they're going to forget. I'm just as guilty. In order for me to remember someone's name, I have to see them on a frequent basis, or there has to be something so special or unique about them that every time I see them, I think about it and I can remember their name. And that's the same thing that happens in business. Your particular webinar has to be conducted in such a way that it leaves an impression on people that they can say, hey, I attended a webinar and they were talking about X, Y, Z. You know, it just has to be top of mind. Now, please don't bore people with PowerPoints. That's another thing, or a keynote presentation. Whatever you do, don't read verbatim from the particular slide, and don't include a lot of text on your slides. We'll get into that in another show episode in terms of what not to do for a webinar. But today's show was just basically to kind of give you the tools, and then we'll have another show to kind of give you the how to use those tools. But, you know, just make sure that it's engaging and you put yourself in the place of the participants to see what it is that they would hope to gain from the webinar, not just a hard sale to say, hey, I've got this particular product or service and you need to buy from me. No, it needs to be more of what's in it for them. What can they take away from it in order to help them. And then if you can help them, then it in turn helps you. So you always have to look out for the interests of others. And when you do that, then it has a kind of a boomerang effect. Then it comes back to you. So always keep that in mind when you're doing your webinars. And as always, I love to hear from you. And if you are going to conduct your very first webinar, then let me know how it went. And, you know, hey, I would love to be able to share that information on an upcoming show, just to kind of let people know how it went and the information, what particular information from the show that you used. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap up today's show. It's like every time I hear music, it's like at the end of it, I just want to say, yeah. My two-year-old loves it when I do that. He gets a kick out of it. So, but any case, today's show, I hope you enjoyed it. We provided a lot of information to get you thinking about ways to promote your business and how to cut costs, how to save on finding a location. You're saving on gas. You're saving on food. You're saving on all these different things so that you can reinvest that money back into your business and see a positive return on investment and actually gain some top-of-mind recognition for not only yourself but for your business. So just apply one of these tools. You can start with the free stuff. That's what I always encourage people. Start with the free and see how it works for you. And I guarantee you, once you start, you'll be hooked, and then you'll gain a following, and things will just start rolling into place for you. So, as always, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handles, again, are B as in boy, I-Z, Money Saver, and author Lisa Sims with one M. Don't forget to join us on February the 25th as we have our special guest, Ms. Julie Boucher of Slossa. And don't forget to like our Facebook fan page. We made that easy. Go to facebook.com/stretchingadollar. And don't forget to tell a friend about our show. Tell them that we're in iTunes as well as they can listen via the Stitchers app. And there's one other thing that I was going to say, but I am drawing a blank. Oh, if you would like to be a guest, don't forget to visit stretchingyourcash.com and click on the Be My Guest link. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here for today. I'm off to the next item on my agenda. We have some awesome projects that we're working on, and I can't wait to share those with you. So hopefully by the 25th, I'll be able to reveal some of those to you, and I know that you are going to enjoy them because I have enjoyed working on them as well. So, as I said, don't forget to join us on February the 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time as we have our special guest, Ms. Julie Boucher of Slossa, and she's going to share her Shark Tank experience with us, and as well as some other insights and tips from her experience. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and have a good remainder of February. And I won't be before you for Valentine's Day, so I hope you have a happy Valentine's Day. And always remember to show love, not only just on Valentine's Day, but all throughout the year. So this has been the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. And as always, it has been my pleasure, and I look forward to being before you again on February the 25th. God bless.